the school bell so you can go get your Bible and be part of the Warren County Radio Bible School. We're looking at the history in the Old Testament, and we have come to this transition period between that time of the judges and the times of the kings. And we're reading about the two judges we read about in 1 Samuel, Eli and Samuel. And Eli was a priest and a judge. And while he may have made a good man, he did not make good sons. Hophni and Phinehas, his sons, took advantage of their priestly office for themselves, and in sinful ways at that. And Jehovah was angry with them. And so through the young boy Samuel, God communicated to Eli that this would not continue. And then when we come to chapter 4, we see that Israel was again in battle against the Philistines. And the Philistines were being victorious. And so the Israelites, thinking of their God, Jehovah, as sort of what they would do if they were worshiping an idol god, went and got the Ark of the Covenant with Hophni and Phinehas, thinking that if they took the Ark of the Covenant with them into battle against the Philistines, then surely God would be with them and the Philistines would be defeated. But that's not what was going to take place. We'll read this story in 1 Samuel chapter 4, beginning in verse 5, in just a moment. While you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so, if the class will come to order, we'll turn in our Bibles, and together we will read, or if we're not reading along, we'll at least listen to this story from 1 Samuel chapter 4, and we'll begin reading in verse 5. When the Ark of the Covenant of Jehovah came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" And they understood that the Ark of Jehovah was coming to the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "God is coming to the camp." And they said, "Woe unto us, for there hath not been such a thing hitherto. Woe unto us! Who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all manner of plagues in the wilderness. Be strong, and quit yourselves like men, O ye Philistines, that ye be not servants unto the Hebrews, for they have been unto you. Quit yourselves like men and fight." And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten. They fled every man to his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the Ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 12. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day, with his clothes rent, and with earth upon his head. And when he came, lo, Eli was sitting upon his seat by the wayside, watching. For his heart trembled for the Ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, "What meaneth the noise of this tumult?" And the man hastened and came and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were set so that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, "I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army." And he said, "How went the matter, my son?" And he that brought the tidings answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people, and thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that Eli fell from off his seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died, for he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 19. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas's wife, was with child near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband was dead, she bowed herself and brought forth, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women that stood by said unto her, Fear not, for thou hast brought forth a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. 1 Samuel chapter 5. Now the Philistines had taken the ark of God, and they brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. And the Philistines took the ark of God, and brought it into the house of Dagon, and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early in the morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of Jehovah. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morrow morning, behold, Dagon was fallen upon his face to the ground before the ark of Jehovah, and the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands lay cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Therefore neither the priest of Dagon nor any that came into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. 1 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 6. But the hand of Jehovah was heavy upon them at Ashdod, and he destroyed them, and smote them with tumors, even Ashdod and the borders thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, The ark of the God of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon us, and upon Dagon our God. And they sent therefore and gathered the lords of the Philistines unto them, and said, What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? And they answered, Let the ark of God of Israel be carried about unto Gath. And they carried the ark of the God of Israel thither. And it was so, after they'd carried it about, the hand of Jehovah was against the city with a very great discomfiture. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and tumors brake out upon them, so that they sent the ark of God to Ekron. And it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, They have brought the ark of God of Israel to us, to slay us and our people. They sent therefore and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines, and they said, Send away the ark of God of Israel, and let it go again to its own place, that it slay us not and our people. For there was a deadly discomforter throughout all the city, and the hand of God was very heavy there. And the men that died were smitten with the tumors, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. 1 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 1. And the ark of Jehovah was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priest and for the diviner, saying, What shall we do with the ark of Jehovah? Show us wherewith we shall send it to its place. And they said, If you send away the ark of God, send it not empty, but by all means return him a trespass offering. Then ye shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Then said they, what shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? And they said, 5 golden tumors, and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines. For one plague was on you all, and on your lords. Wherefore, ye shall make images of your tumors, and images of your mice that mar the land, and ye shall give glory unto God of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your lands. Wherefore then do you harden your hearts, as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts, when he hath wrought wonderfully among them? Did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore take and prepare you a new cart, and 2 milk kine, on which there hath come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring the calves home from them, and take the ark of Jehovah, and lay it upon the cart, and put jewels of gold which ye returned him for a trespass offering in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away, that it may go, and see if it goeth up by the way of its own border to Beth Shemesh. Then he hath done this great evil. But if not, we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us. It was a chance that happened to us. 1 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 10. And the men did so, and took 2 milk kine, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they put the ark of Jehovah upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold and the images of their tumors, and the kine took the straight way by the way to Bethshemesh, and they went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Bethshemesh, and they of Bethshemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua the Bethshemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone. And they clave the wood of the cart, and offered up the kine for a burnt offering to Jehovah. And the Levites took down the ark of Jehovah, and the coffer that was with it, wherewith the jewels of gold were, and put them in the great stone. And the men of Bethshemesh burnt offerings and sacrificed sacrifices the same day unto Jehovah. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. 1 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 17. And these are the golden tumors which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto Jehovah. For Ashdod, 1. For Gaza, 1. For Ashkelon, 1. For Gath, 1. For Ekron, 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, both of fortified cities and of country villages, even unto the greatest stone, wherewith they set down the ark of Jehovah, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. 1 Samuel 6 and verse 19. And he smote the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of Jehovah. He smote of the people 70 men and 50,000 men, and the people mourned because Jehovah had smitten the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, Who is able to stand before Jehovah, this holy God? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-Jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought back the ark of Jehovah. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and fetched up the ark of Jehovah and brought it to the house of Ahinadab of the hill of the sanctuary, Eleazar his son, to keep the ark of Jehovah. And it came to pass from the day that the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after Jehovah. We're going to mark a place there and continue our study in the next class from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 3.